This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business and Private Equity Update for April 27th, 2021. Six quick issues that we're following today. First, and sort of not against all odds, but kind of surprisingly, Tesla had record profits and record sales this first quarter. This is notwithstanding the fact that everybody's in the electric car business where they weren't before. Tesla continues to hit it out of the park. Second, the Oscars, for a whole variety of reasons, had their worst audience ever this past week, down to 9.5 million people watching, which is literally the worst audience in the history of the Oscars. Third, Credit Suisse is up to $5 billion in losses from this Archegos family office debacle with David Wong. Just really a fascinating situation. Fourth issue, the NASDAQ hit a new record yesterday as interest rates stayed muted and the 10-year yield stayed muted, which we'll talk about in a second, and the technology stocks took off again. The fifth story is that related to the 10-year treasury yield, which we follow so closely, still at about 1.58% today, waiting Fed comments today, so we'll see what happens after the Fed talks today. And finally, the sixth issue, which is probably the most frightening issue, is that India had 350,000 new cases of COVID on Sunday. They've only got about 1.5% of their population vaccinated. They have, you know, 1 billion-plus people live in India, so it's hard to vaccinate. But what a challenging situation. And the reality is it's a challenging situation for India. And we find in the one world we live in, if it's a challenging issue for somebody else, it's a challenging issue at some point for all of us. And so we're watching that closely and hoping that able to help improve that and do better with it and give aid. And so forth. In any event, those are six issues we're following this morning. Thrilled also to get a chance to participate May 27th in the Executive Woman of Color Conference, thanks to the Leverage Network and Tony Waller. To learn more about that, feel free to reach me, but that is put on by the Leverage Network and the Executive Woman of Color, where I get to moderate a panel on championing women leaders. Thank you very much.